Describe a period in history which you are interested in.
Where is a good place to learn about history? I believe that the best place to learn history is in a city or country steeped in historical significance. Some people might say that school is a good place to learn history, but I think that firsthand experience in a historical location is more enriching. For example, a city like Egypt has the most incredible ancient history with their pyramids, mummies, and other old buildings. In fact, many people go to Egypt and study history there, so they can see the sites themselves and learn directly from them. When students study history in Egypt, they can discover how early humans lived and built structures with the technology available at that time. They can also learn about the practice of mummification and its purpose in preserving bodies. In my opinion, Egypt, or any historically significant city or country, serves as an exceptional place to learn about history. Do you think museums are important for learning about history? Yes, museums play a crucial role in learning about history. They provide tangible connections to the past through artifacts, exhibits, and interactive displays. For example, in historical museums, we can explore numerous documents, weapons, clothing, and other relics from past wartime periods. These exhibits typically come with detailed descriptions, making it easier for us to gain a deeper understanding of history and feel a closer connection to it. So I think museums offer a dynamic and immersive learning experience that can captivate people of all ages. They can help us understand historical events, cultures, and innovations in a way that textbooks or online resources alone can't. In my opinion, people learn way more by spending an hour in a museum than they would by spending 10 hours in a history class. Should kids learn history? Learning about history is highly significant for kids. First off, it helps them develop critical thinking skills. For example, as kids learn about different historical figures, they come to understand that even exceptional leaders possess both strengths and weaknesses. This awareness not only helps them appreciate the complexities of human nature, but also nurtures their ability to think independently. Plus, when they dive into the past and discover things like the two world wars, it helps them get a sense of how tough life was for people back then. This, in turn, encourages the development of empathy and compassion, which can greatly benefit their interpersonal relationships. So, it's essential for every child to have a foundational understanding of history. In what ways can children learn history? Children can learn history in a number of ways. The first way is at school, from their teachers. Teachers can share with them all of the famous stories. They can read them books, show them films, and tell them what they believe to have happened. Then, they might also assign projects or presentations to showcase what the children have learned about a specific period in history. Besides, children can acquire historical insights from their parents. History has been passed down from generation to generation via stories that family members share. So I think it's important that this practice continues. Finally, museums offer another fascinating way for children to discover history. Museums have so much history inside of them, usually in an interactive, non-boring way. So most kids love to go to museums because they get to see history in a different way. Should everyone know history? I think that everyone should know some history basics. I mean, you don't need to be a global history buff or know every detail about other countries, especially if those events don't seem to impact your life directly. But you should at least be familiar with the key events that have shaped your own country's history. For instance, if you're Chinese, it's important to know about the transition from the Qing Dynasty to modern China, as well as the 8-year war with Japan. Understanding these events and the influential people involved helps us better grasp our own culture and society, which in turn strengthens our sense of national identity and pride in our heritage. Is it only older people who are interested in history? I don't think so. I think it depends on how someone is taught as to whether they like history or not. Some teachers can make history seem dull by simply reading from a book or delivering lectures. When people learn about history, they want to see it come to life. They want to see the picture in their mind, imagine it, feel it, experience it. So if a student is lucky enough to get a teacher who can show them history this way, then I'm sure they will enjoy it, regardless of their age. What are the differences between learning history from books and from videos? I think that history books and videos each have their own advantages. Books often provide more in-depth information and can be better for research and studying. They encourage critical thinking and offer a deeper exploration of historical events. So, if you want a thorough understanding of a particular event, reading a variety of history books can be very helpful. Videos, on the other hand, can make history more engaging and accessible by using visuals, reenactments, and expert commentary. Generally, videos can quickly highlight the main points of a historical event for you. Overall, I believe that an effective history course should offer a balanced approach, incorporating both book learning and video-based instruction to cater to different learning styles. Is it difficult to protect and preserve historic buildings? I'm not sure because I don't know the details of how to preserve a building. I think, however, that governments have experts who know how to do this. While it may be incredibly expensive to preserve and protect an historic building, I don't think it would be too difficult, otherwise they wouldn't do it. I think the most difficult thing would be the time it would take and the constant maintenance that some older buildings might need. Why is it important for people to remember personal events from the past? I don't necessarily think it is important for people to retain personal memories from the past. However, most people do, and I guess it can be nice for people to remember certain special moments because then they can celebrate them. For example, if someone has been married for 50 years and they can remember the day they got married, this will be not important, but definitely special. Having memories reminds us of our life experience, and people love to reminisce about the past, particularly the cherished moments filled with joy and happiness. Why do some people think it's wrong to let the past influence their decisions? I suppose that our past experiences and decisions can provide valuable lessons and insights for making decisions now. But I also understand that some people think we shouldn't let our past control what we do today. Many people who hold this view likely see the past as a historical record that can offer guidance based on experience, rather than an unchangeable force. For example, if someone tried to start a business before and it didn't work out, they might still want to try again with a new business idea. Similarly, others might have gone through painful breakups, but they don't let these past experiences hinder them from seeking new relationships. These people see their past mistakes as chances to learn, and don't let them hold them back. I think this is a positive way of looking at things. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。